Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She was in the brand new housing facility last year. It's called the Gladding Residence Center. And it was
it's the Robert E. Lee Residence Center down there,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. The, welcome south, to the Commonwealth, yes.
The south, and it's all convenient to the South Will Rise Again dining hall. It's right. A beautiful,
right
beautiful
right next to the
campus.
Philip Morris suite. There you go. That's your COVID.
Within maybe a minute.
Yes?
I see one. A big one. Shoot right across the skies.
Really?
Look at that. My wife doesn't see it. My son doesn't see it. Then the dance begins. And this is when I begin. This is when I have to. No, it's not because I was drinking.
Okay.
I had one drink when I was watching this. I had one drink.
That's
and
all.
That's all. That's all.
One meteor, one drink.
One meteor. Oh, wouldn't that be a great game?
A 1-to-1 ratio.
Oh, God. A meteor shooting game. That'd be so much fun.
Michael Barron's sky shots.
Break out the whistle pig.
Yeah.
A sermon of 14.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a major, major announcement on the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been talking all week about the fact that Oscar was fired, and I'm here to make it official. He is gone. He's no longer coming back to the show, and he has been replaced by my sister, Kathy, who you see on your screen right now. And Kathy, let's be honest, has some more time on her hands up here during the pandemic and finally agreed to come in. No, she's not.
Is she also going to run Podcast Village?
She will be flying down to Washington to replace it. I've had my sister on the show multiple times over the years, and this is the first time we've had her on video because we're doing so many Zoom calls now. So please welcome, just down the road from me, but on Zoom from her casa, sister Kathy, everybody. Yay!
And you know what's so great about computers, Mike, is that she could have gone to your house, gone back to her house, and then gone back to your house in the time it took us to get her on Zoom this morning.
Well, was it technologically... I'm sorry that I guess now, Kathy, you know that I don't involve myself in any of that, so I don't have to... They don't have me around when I do that. That's the way that works, you know?
No, we definitely hassled your sister this morning. Yeah, sorry about that, Kathy. We apologize.
Right. You had some problems with the... connectivity, is that what it was?
No, I haven't Zoomed for a while, so it was asking for updates to install updates all of a sudden, as it constantly does. But Rob walked me through it, and it was great.
All right, well, we're up here, and just right off the bat, I have to say, is something now. What were you looking at? Was somebody walking by?
It's noisy here. We live on a noisy street.
No, nobody can hear that. Nobody can hear that. So it's no problem at all. Who's in the house? Is your husband in the house with you?
My husband's on the porch, hanging out, reading the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Boston Globe. And
Mike, we read four newspapers every morning.
Well, you know, the big news that I don't think I've mentioned on the show, that my sister's life has changed a little bit because her hubby finally retired at the end of June. He is now an official retiree. And, if I'm speaking out of school, I hope you'll allow me to do this, that your hubby, for almost all of his career, traveled extensively, including regular visits to where he worked. He did not live in the town that he worked in. So he would be travel. And you guys, on average, spent a lot of time apart. And now,
secret to a happy marriage,
you're spending a lot of time together. Well, no, I'd ask him the same thing. You know, how is it going with that? How is it going having more togetherness than you probably, both of you have had in your lives?
It's an interesting transition, and I think we're in transition right now. And of course, it has to come in the midst of this crazy pandemic, which has brought us even closer together, so where no one can go anywhere, anytime. So it's been an interesting couple of months.
Yeah, you guys have been up in Maine, sequestered up in Maine for months and months and months. We came up, you guys have been there since March.
In March.
Wow. Yep, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it common for him?
We have it better than most people.
Is it common for him to read the paper on the porch, or is that just is that a sort of a moderate separation that we're sort of experimenting with? How does that work out?
It's quite common.
Does he want to come in and wave?
He might come in and wave. Paul, do you want to come in and wave?
That would be his show debut.
This is my brother-in-law. Did he shut the door?
No, I think his side of the porch is shut. So I think that's the message loud and clear. I've got to be a little careful with what I say here. But
yeah, all right, no problem. You know, I have to say, on a serious note, before we begin the silliness of you being my sister, I have to admit, I was thinking about Mom this morning, our mom, who would have been tremendously excited today. She would have been super psyched. I think Kamala Harris is somebody who my mom would have loved, and she was my mom's type of person, and I think it's cool. I was just thinking about her with all the news about Kamala Harris being picked by Joe Biden. I make no secret about the politics that my mom was kind of a super Dem growing up, and that's where I get it from a little bit. But I was thinking about her for some reason today. I was thinking she would have liked the pick. Yeah, she was an original progressive. She truly was. So on to Maine, and how are you getting through the pandemic?
You talking to me?
No, I why would I talk to the guys that I talk to all the time about?
Well, Mike, since I've been in Maine, it's been tough. A lot of separation.
Rob, I wasn't talking to you.
How's that?
I wasn't talking to
Maine
you at
is
all.
Awesome. Did Paul, Maine is
let's
doing
be
well,
honest. Did Paul
right?
really not want to come on the show at all?
Yeah,
did
that
Paul
makes
not
me
want
sad.
Even...
That
makes
really
me really
makes
sad.
Me
I'm really
sad.
Linger on that for a little bit.
Yeah, you know this, Mike. I've been with you for a long time. This will be Paul's debut on the show.
In. I had all right, to, like,
he's coming
pry
in.
Him out of
did
the
he
chair.
Like when I asked whether he was going to duck in? Did he just shut the door or what happened?
Slammed it. Didn't you hear it?
Background. One of the things about these Zoom calls is the background noise is really.
Wait.
What? Okay. All right. Hold on. All right.
He's ambling.
I know
in.
How far it is from the porch to where you're sitting. It's three paces is what it is over there. There he is. This is my, for those of you that have never seen my brother-in-law, ladies and gentlemen, this is my brother-in-law, Paul, who
Hi,
is
Paul.
In the, Paul, I'll ask you the, I'll ask you the same question. Since your retirement at the end of June, it's a new world for you, and you two have probably been engaging in more togetherness than you ever have. How's that working out? How are you enjoying yourself?
I'm waiting for Kathy to tell me how it's working out. The typical day starts with her asking me what I'm going to be doing at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, at noon. At one,
she's a planner,
and if I don't have an answer, she has a plan.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, you're looking like retirement is doing well for you. You're enjoying your life, hopefully.
I am enjoying it. I think it's been really pleasant to be able to be in Maine because this is one place, and you know this, Mike, where. The routine doesn't change that much because
there's never anything to do here. So
I guess the interview's over.
Well, I wanted to congratulate you publicly and say enjoy your, nobody slayed the dragon like you did. You were always on the road, always working all over the world. And congratulations on your retirement. That's what I wanted to say
to
you.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That's formal. Now get the hell out of here. I want to talk to my sister.
Enjoy.
See you later.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Paul's debut on the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
That was, wasn't it? That's the first time.
Yeah, he's never been on before, not even by voice. Kathy's joined us on stage even.
Yeah.
But
let me tell you about my brother-in-law. I've always been a little intimidated by my brother-in-law because he's a super smart guy. He really, really is. He is. He's usually one of the smartest guys in the room. He reminds me of the celebrity he most reminds me of. If you ever watch this guy, Richard Haas, on MSNBC, Oscar was talking about last week that he was on the the Barbara and George
all
Bush podcast.
All the best. Yes.
And that's kind of who Paul, because he's just very knowledgeable and stuff like that. But he's also very funny, has a dry wit, and it's interesting. But I've always been super, super, you know. The bottom line is, when I come around the family, especially up in Maine, I can't help but feel like the DJ. You know, I mean, I just feel like the circus clown. That's
I was
going to
say, probably even less than a DJ, maybe like a big shoed comic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same way. You know how I feel? Remember when we talk about doing, you know, when we talk about Kathy, we've talked on the show, Kathy, about that when you do what we do for a living, quite often you are asked to do auctions for different causes. The last one I did was for a migrant center down in Naples, Florida. And the migrant center was just this amazing place where these people that have been really ravaged by the COVID down there have a center for kids after school because they have nowhere to go. And so I was asked to do this, and I always end up saying yes because I'm stupid, and I will deal with the incredible insecurity of hosting one of these auctions. And you can't get away from the fact that you're asking for money. And it's not usually a really enviable position. And in Naples, I mean, I've done a lot of these things over the years. I'd never walked into a room like this. I mean, you could hear, if you walked by the men's or ladies' room, you could hear the clink, 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 because they were peeing and pooping gold bricks.
Yes.
That's how rich this room was. And I remember the reason I remember this is this is back in right at the beginning. I want to say February, right when the pandemic hit, right when it was starting to break, and they were talking about, and my opening line was, it was so nice to get to meet all of you and shake your hand and get to know your stories. I should point out that I'm being tested tomorrow for COVID, and crickets.
Because you know what?
Giggle out of
Carla
the crowd.
Carla was live streaming it on Facebook. She went Facebook Live with your remarks, I remember watching it, and my initial reaction was, ooh. Oh,
and you know, and that's it. I mean, I wrote that one in the car coming down, and there
and
is
done.
Nothing. Yeah. And then I made the mistake of making a joke about the older men with the younger wives in the room, which there were plenty of.
Oh, boy.
And it was just,
was weird.
And then you asked for the money.
Yes,
and then I asked for the money, and that went okay. Oh, it's the worst thing.
You know what's really
world,
bad also is a lot of times when you go to these, you're an outsider. And I've done a couple auctions for cancer, actually against cancer. And when you get up there and someone will do a bid and they'll say, like, I would like to bid $5,000 because the Blue Pelicans are not going to win this week. And then it's like, ooh, and then ha, 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 ha. And you don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because you're an outsider, and you just gotta, you know, honk honk with the red nose. That's it.
So what's new with you, Kathy? What's going on? Anything exciting that you wanted to talk about? You know, I could talk about my angst,
well,
but I always
I mean,
talk about my
to be
angst.
Serious. Yesterday's announcement is what everybody's into, right? So I think that we had Heidi Brieger, who is a judge here for a drink last night, and she's a rabid Democrat. And, you know, we got talking about what the choices were and then got into who else is going to be, you know, it'll be such an interesting thing to see who the other contenders, where he positions the other or where they choose, what roles they choose to have, like Warren and Rice and some of those.
You know,
folks.
It's interesting when you talk about the state of Maine, and I have, look, I don't buy into polling. I don't buy into polls at all. But when you look around, I think that everybody has to be really, really open to doing their duty and getting out and voting. And there are a lot of people, for all those people that are saying that Joe Biden has this commanding lead, they ought to drive by, and I know you do, Kathy, they should drive by the streets of up in Maine, where, you know, I've seen a couple of Biden signs, but I have seen the Trump colors a lot more. And it's when we get, I just think complacency, whoever you're rooting for, Complacency is the key. Everybody knows my politics, but I think that when you hear these polls day in, day out, he's leading here, he's leading there. I'm having a conversation with somebody last night about, well, we drove through the countryside of Pennsylvania. I don't know what it's like down in Virginia, boys, but I'm seeing the colors. For all those people saying Trump is behind, I'm seeing an awful lot of flags. I was driving to Ellsworth, Maine, a very rural town here in Maine, close by where we live. I'm sitting there walking along the street and I hear, and there is a flag. There is a flag out of the back of this pickup truck.
A huge massive flag.
Trump flag. Yes. You've seen the same flag. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, but so that they every single Sunday when there's this distance chapel service at this little ecumenical church that we have up here, and everybody sits on the lawn now because no one can go inside. And without hesitation, midway through each service, each Sunday, this mufflerless pickup with the 8 by 10 foot Trump Pence flag.
Do you think it's by? Do you think it's by design?
It right by. It's what?
Do you think it's by design that this guy's doing this?
I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. So
it's a. It's kind of.
There's some scary
strange.
Stuff up here. There's some scary stuff up here.
There is a, and I think this is the way, you know, I think it's important to recognize there are, I don't know, I get a vibe of two different factions. And I think it'd be very foolish for people to expect that, you know, hey, this rollout yesterday of the VP pick was a certain way. I think it's very, very different when you see it as opposed to watching talking heads, which we do. In America, we watch our favorite stations and we're kind of locked into who we believe. I just think everybody, look, all I'm going to say, and I've said it from the beginning, just like the pandemic, you're on your own. Go out and vote. And
please vote. Voting is a privilege. But please, please, please use
the people I know that are Trumpers. There are two different schools of them. There are friends of mine up here that are Trump supporters that I know that are more passionate now. And I mean that 100% more engaged, more aware. And then there are Trump's supporters that I know down in Florida that don't talk about it that much, but you know what they're going to do when they walk into the voting booth. So, you know, I leave that to you. I mean, I know
I think
people might not want to hear that, but that's the way I feel about it.
We're getting really close to the election day, and I think they're getting excited and more involved. I think that, you know, that even the more passive ones, now they're saying, if I want to, you know, really register my opinion, it's coming up, so I got to do it. But that's why both sides have to be equally involved, and you must go out and vote. No matter what the polls say, don't be complacent. Your vote matters. Just do it. Yeah.
So as far as Maine is concerned, we're up here. The whole family is up here, and we're all hanging out, and you know, everybody kind of it's an interesting time with the COVID, because I think that I think with COVID, you do the best you can. And what is there anybody up in Maine that you've come across, you don't have to mention names, that might be a little over the top, out of their minds about going crazy about it, Kathy? Or have you noticed anybody that doesn't give a rat's ass about it?
Spectrum. So one thing that's been going on is we do have this whole contingent of people that are basically, we have a group of people right next door. The kids came here from various parts of the world. There are four brothers under the age of 30, and they basically have created an ongoing, never-ending frat party next door. And it goes on every single night. And
I go out of my mind.
It was kind of charming and fun, but when it goes on till 1:30 on a Sunday night, when we've got people here sometimes visiting us that are trying to work from here.
Yeah.
It's a little tough. So you've got, and as time has gone on, there's less and less distancing. Their ranks have grown. More and more people with out of state car tags are there. And then the other end of the spectrum is a friend of ours who will not let her husband have someone sail in his boat with him, even if masked. So you get that.
That is a great spectrum.
Screams and
It's, just not it's to pretty not to dwell on it, but didn't you roll over or Paul roll over to mention it that the neighbors were going a little too late? And by the way, not only working, but having like toddlers and almost infants in your house staying over there. I mean,
and this is your next door, right next door where the frat party is.
I know where they're she's talking about, right next door.
Wow,
and the vibe is there when I go by in the middle of the day. Yeah. And I visit, and you look at the lawn. You look at the lawn, and the lawn has a vibe like a frat house. It looks like something out of what's the
animal
old school?
House.
It looks like Animal House or old school.
You're
looking
lawn.
Out, and it's just yeah. Really? You know when you look at a yard, or you look at the front of a house where that was the site of the party last night.
Yes,
I didn't mean that to rhyme, but it did. So you did.
That's what the yard looks like every day. Every day,
Paul did a walkover, right?
So 2 weeks ago, we had 2 weeks worth of infants here. We had five kids ranging in age from 11 to 2. So in lieu of Paul politely went over at one point and said, guys, you know, we're happy you're having fun, but this has got to stop. Like, we can't have this noise. And then, you know, 3 days later, it ramps up again, another party. So we fought fire with fire. And what we decided to do was to let the infants loose in the morning at around 5:30 a.m. when they
perfect.
Get up.
Perfect. So, that's a good way to deal with it.
So we have a blow-up bounce house here, which makes this deafening sound when you start blowing air into it, and you have to, you know, keep the air pump going the whole time.
All right. Yeah.
So it's deafening. Well,
my son's been in that bounce house.
6:30 in the morning, we cranked up the bounce house. We had them out on the swings. We have a bunch of horns left over from various birthday parties that have occurred this year. We
bunch
put
of
those
horns.
All out. We said, go for it, kids.
You know, and you're that's clever. And you got that
great.
Mean streak in you. That's good.
Yeah.
I would be much more, if I was over there, I would say, go right to the property line and then scream.
Yep.
Scream at the top of your lungs, kids. That's what I would do with that particular situation.
So that's been one of our strategies. But, you know, it's okay. They're having fun, but it would be nice if someone maybe got a job at some point. So.
I can envision.
But it's impossible. I mean, it's tough right now because the kids, and I have two daughters that are in their mid-20s now. And, you know, one of them's a contract worker that got the end of the contract and, hey, there are no more contracts. And then my other daughter, who was in the service industry and the struggling actress, and they don't know what they're doing. I mean, and they were getting ready to do a move, the classic actor move from New York to L.A. And they're on hold because of everything that's going on right now. And then I see for my child, as I'm figuring out what to do, I see 176% increase in COVID cases in children in Florida. And I mean, that's one of the deals where I'm watching the television going, well, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
Seems about
Let's
right.
open the schools,
Seems about
for
right.
God's
yeah.
sake.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's
Make
ridiculous.
It happen.
Yeah, but anyway, because
Will Michael might be going to Hancock Grammar School in the fall, which is
fine. I mean, he's going to virtual for 3 months, so we don't have to think about
and
that.
Hancock
for
Grammar
a while, but
School
I mean,
is K through 8 in one room, right?
Don't diss Hancock. There are plenty of great kids that have come out of this school system. Rob Spiewak. Oh, by the way, this is Rob Ford. You've never met Rob Ford.
It's a sweet little school system. However, my nephew Matthew commented when I mentioned that to him. He said, "That's awesome." And he hesitated a minute. He goes, and at age 7, he's already going to figure out how to drive a standard pickup truck.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's to rural America. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't met Rob Ford. Have you met Rob Ford?
Life right skills.
Here? This is Kathy.
She might have met him when he visited up there.
I think we did meet.
Right. That's
Fourth
right.
of July,
you came up
like
a
5 or 6 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, this is, we'll let you go after this, but this
matured.
Is.
Oh, thank you.
This is perfect. This is perfect. And this one, we'll let you go after this because you, one of the things that I admire, I can make all the jokes I want, but you have been married to Paul, that gentleman we met before, for 130 years, which is really, truly special. And our Rob 43, Ford.
43, Mike, 43.
43. Let's give her a round of applause.
Wow.
43 years. Rob Ford recently took the plunge himself. And I think you, more than anybody, I certainly can't really dole out that much advice being on I've been married over 20 years, but three different people. 25 years.
You're not allowed to add them up, Mike.
Let me see. 7, 6.
No, it isn't that many if you add them up.
I haven't been. It isn't over 20 years, is it?
No.
Wow.
I'll be 24 years in October. Thank you.
That's very good.
Any she advice that you stick what is the secret? What is the secret to a successful long marriage?
Are you asking me?
Yes, Kathy, you're the only one that's got a 43-year marriage here. I'm doing everything in my power to talk about everything except my feelings up here.
A lot of independence from each other.
Oh, I like that.
Time apart.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Lots of independence. And now that's being tested a little bit. So we'll have to see how the cohabitation works out.
That's
We got to keep your eye on the prize. 50 so close. Don't give up now, Kathy.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Right. If we survive.
Gold. 50 means gold.
Gold.
I know.
Well, I will
absolutely be collecting on that.
Is there anything that you would like to say to the listening audience? Of the Mike O'Mara show before we cut you loose and let you go here.
Yes, I will say stay safe, stay healthy, and please, even if it's a minor inconvenience, do not be a toddler. Just wear a damn mask.
There you go. Let's give her a round of applause for that one. All right, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Was it what you expected?
It was fun.
Tell me the truth. Fun. Did you expect that I'd go it. Off on a fun. Thing?
I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. You know, I like to be on screen.
All right. Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking about any of my psychoanalysis of me or any of that.
I was going to say there was two things that I thought we'd...
Not to talk about that.
All right. Thank you.
I thought we'd get to that, and I thought we'd get to the wildlife, so it just means we've got to book it again.
I had a little briefing yesterday. I was told to stay away from that.
Oh, okay. All right.
You didn't get a briefing. I have to ask this before you go. I forgot completely because I was so careful. By the way, this interview, I'll talk about it later, maybe sometime. Not now, not in the near future.
Okay.
But maybe I'll talk about it. I had my sister coming out. I was nervous about this interview because I was being very careful because there's a lot going on in my mind, but I'm not doing it today. But I did want to touch on this. So, wildlife sighting up here earlier. My wife took a lot of crap when she talked about seeing a mountain lion up here in Maine. And she was mocked. By the way, you can do deep dives now. She is not the only one. I was just as much as anybody else. I loved mocking her about that. But who knows? This is a big state with tremendous acreage, with wild acreage. Kathy claimed at the beginning of her stay up here and claimed. Well, you don't know for sure that you saw what is described as a coy wolf.
Yeah, she alleges.
Which is a combination
of. Coy wolf. Okay. I thought you were talking about the huge black bear that walked
the bear
in front of
you
car.
Saw. The bear was a real sighting that where there were pictures taken of the bear.
Yeah, in Virginia, they're all over the place.
Yeah. And but up here, you know, the animals, by the way, with the COVID are coming into the rural areas a lot more.
None of them are wearing masks. It's a disaster.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Better than the people.
What did you? Why did you think you saw not just maybe a coyote, but you saw a
coyote?
Coy wolf. Coyote.
I'm Rob Ford. I'm looking for a coyote.
I was walking with my. It was not. I did not define it as a coy wolf. My daughter and I were walking pitch black at night. Barely, it was a little bit of moonlight, but that we were coming down a long, straight, very straight street, and probably 100 yards in front of us, we saw something cross the street that was the shape of a coyote, but about four times the size. And Jess said, "It's a wolf." And I said, "No, it is not a wolf. They do not." And she said, "Then it is totally a coy wolf." So there you go.
And that's what they based their analysis on.
I'd never heard of this. I said, a hybrid. It's a hybrid between a wolf and a coyote. Coyote. I say coyote. Paul thinks I'm an idiot, but coyote. And then we came home, and sure enough, she Googled it. It was exactly the animal we saw, and they are not, and they're pretty well known in the woods of Maine. It's scary. So there you go.
Book.
On that note.
Now, hold on. I control the show. I know you want to leave. Hold on a second. I am reading a book right now that is, remember the author we had on last year from Camden, Maine, Rob Paul Dwyron?
Yes.
And the major focus of his book is this wolf-dog hybrid that is dying in the vet. They got shot by an arrow, and there are hybrids. I think you'd be, I use the same theory about life forms in the galaxy. I think we'd be very arrogant to think that the only creatures that are going to be about are the ones that we can say, well, this is extinct. Or no, this is a big place, and you could get a lot of different stuff. And, you know, you might have seen
a lot of stuff happening in those woods.
Yeah, a lot of animals banging each other, a lot of intermingling,
especially in Maine.
Yeah, yes. A lot of intermingling. I did some intermingling when I was growing up here, too.
Look out.
We won't get into that.
Oh, you want me to talk about that?
No, I don't. We're going to let you go. Is that the coy wolf? Is that a combination?
He looks like.
Is that? That's his face.
Look at that face.
He's adorable.
You cute little
dog. He's a good
boy. All right. So anyway, take care of yourself. Thank you for coming on the show. You boys have any questions before she goes for my sister at all?
Kathy, I have some trouble with my internet. Can you help me walk through it today?
You know what, Rob? I was gracious.
No, I actually, in all honesty, I want to thank you for your patience, because the last thing you want to do is a 20-minute tech support thing every morning. Thank you for being patient and staying with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you set me up for my Zoom this afternoon.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool. Good. Glad to hear it.
We'll see you, Kathy. Thank you. Say hi to the cousins for me.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. That's my sister Kathy, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the beginning of the show. And that would be an example of me showing amazing restraint. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. We've got about a
minute and a half tape coming up. You can use that for that long controlled exhale.
Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How many dads here tonight? A lot of dads? Yeah. My dad was the kind of guy who didn't like people. We'd be in the family car driving down the street, and my dad would spot somebody walking down the street that was a little different. Oh, he'd slow that car down. Look at that. We're crying out loud. Get my rifle. Or he'd say things that made no sense to us. We were kids in the back seat. You know, if I was the last person on Earth, some moron would turn left in front of me. What? And whenever he'd say that to him, I was the last person on Earth, you'd always turn to your brother and go, wish he was, don't you? And my dad, I heard that. You kids want to walk home from here? Well, yeah, we're in the garage. My dad loved his tools. Anybody else have a dad who loved his tools? Yeah? He'd show them to you. Look at that wrench. You ever see a wrench like that? Huh? It's beautiful, Father. Absolutely gorgeous. I don't want you kids touching these things when I'm not around. They shouldn't have told us then. That's like the go-ahead, isn't it? Is he driving away? Good. I'm touching the tools! He can't even see me. Crescent wrench, how are you? My dad could fix anything, especially if it worked. Give me that radio over there. Yeah, I'll be able to pick up Hong Kong with this thing when I'm done. Unplug it!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I need you to turn up whatever that's coming to me. It's a soft volume, so if we can do that, that would be appreciated.
Okay,
we are live from the Podcast Village Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all the way from Beargrass, North Carolina, Myersville, Maryland, Port Bolivar, Texas, Rutgersville, Virginia, Central South Carolina, and Islamabad, Pakistan. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number. As we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Better sleep even prepares you to be more balanced emotionally. Sleep Number to the rescue.
Yes.
From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting, so it's just right for both of you. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost general health and well-being, and that's important now more than ever. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. Improve your sleep with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And now, for a limited time, save up to $500 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS or by chat.
Chat is so cool. I went to their website and you just click the icon and it's like having a salesman in your house. He said, what do you want? Chat. You just chat. Chat it up, baby.
Let's chat.
Anyway, just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, it's been interesting up here, like it always is. So it's always
It was fun to get Paul excitedly to come on the show.
It was, first time anybody's ever seen him.
Or heard him. I don't think I've ever even heard his voice. And so that was kind of neat that he came on. And very nice of Kathy did have we had about 20 minutes to get her computer up and running. So I really do appreciate her patience. I gave her a little bit
of a
hard time.
Well, the picture looked good when I signed on. I didn't know that you were going through that. If I'd been on earlier, I would have been out of my mind. Like, come on. Press the correct button.
We had already installed Plan B. The minute you clicked on, we were going to say, this is going to be a phoner.
Rob, I want you to start. We don't have the time to do the whole thing. Then we'll carry it into the next break here.
Yeah.
But with this, I go through periods of time with this pandemic where I will be optimistic and we will be looking down at Florida and saying, okay, well, maybe, you know, we can get back down to where we need to be down there. And then you will see cases spiking of kids, which is okay. What's the deal with that? And it's just weird and everybody's going through it. You're going through a very dramatic change with your daughter. Tell the story or set it up and then we'll come back and tell the whole story about her going down. She went down with your wife.
Yeah, they actually went to do the move-in at VCU in Richmond. And that's, you know, it's going to be her second year. She was in the middle of her second semester when they sort of shut everything down in early March. We went down and just got her out. And then there was one more trip as the pandemic had really hit that we had to go and get the rest of the stuff out of her dorm. And that was like mask, gloves, in, out as fast as we could. It was really, because back then, it was the height of the panic. I mean, I think the dust has settled a little bit now where people
have gotten desensitized to it. I mean, it goes with that.
But that's what I mean is that it was hypersensitive and we got her out of there. But we were back and forth this summer about whether or not she was going to go down. I was not 100% in favor of it. In fact, I was against it. But I realized
you wanted her to stay altogether. You didn't want her to go to school.
I wanted her to stay here because I knew she could do most of her classes online. But then we figured out it wasn't going to be a gap year. She was going to study virtually. And then we figured out, you know, if she goes down and gets the apartment that VCU said she was going to get, it wouldn't be that much different than if she had stayed home.
So we're going to take a break here. Before when she was going down to the Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What was she expecting and what was she told by the university before she packed up the car and moved down to the campus?
She was told that she was going to be put in a third floor campus apartment intended for 4 students, but it was going to have 2 students in it. And
doing the social distance thing.
Distancing and that it was going to be there waiting for her. She could move in on Saturday and then actually take residence. Move in on Sunday. Forgive me. She's going to move in on a Sunday and then take residence the following Saturday.
And she was and the car was packed.
She was allowed to take one parent with her. Only one for the move in. So she and Carrie drove down. And
I'm sorry, but that's.
Yeah. I know.
We'll get into it. Let's just say all is not what was promised.
No.
So we'll come back and finish up with that with Robin. I think it's a great example of how squirrely things are during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, hi to my family. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your yam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the
the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Did Twitch do the voiceover?
Yes. Twitch has got a good voice.
Sounds good.
Twitch did the voice. I thought he wrote it. I didn't know he did the voiceover.
He did the voice. He did the production. I'd hire this man.
Mark Riddell, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Right. Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first class stamp. Wow, that is a wow factor. Yep. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMO. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends.
Use Stamps.com.
So she is promised by Virginia Commonwealth University that she is going to be in a 4-person campus apartment. I know for those of you that don't have college kids or have never been in the environment yourself where you haven't been there, the dorms, the way at least one of my daughters that I saw that had it, maybe both of them, They're called kind of like apartment suites for kids. Mm-hmm. What they do is they have like a bedroom and a living room on one side, and then they've got like a bedroom and a living room on the other side.
C. U. VC useless. VC useless. Go, go, go.
Then they share like a bathroom suite too in between them. That's the way hers was.
That's the way it was last year because she was in the brand new housing facility last year. It's called the Gladding Residence Center, and it was
it's the Robert E. Lee Residence Center down there,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome to the Commonwealth. Yes,
the South, and it's all convenient to the South Will Rise Again dining hall. It's a beautiful campus next to the Philip Morris suite.
There you go. That's Jacoby. So the bottom line is two people, right?
Right. In a 4-person suite. And the way that this was set up is not what you described. This is set up, and Carrie described it when they walked in. She said it looked like they were dropping her off for rehab. Because this was even by dorm settings, this was Spartan. This looked like it was designed and furnished when I went to school 30 years ago. Furniture was old. Furniture was dirty. The place smelled.
We said dirty, like dirty, like they hadn't cleaned it.
Well, Carrie says it smelled like a badly attended old folks' home. The entire facility did.
Was it always college housing? Is that what it was?
I don't think so. It wasn't when I was there. I think what happened is VCU has eventually, because they're right in the middle of Richmond, they have bought up all the property and spread since I was there. For example, the Lee X Art Theater, which was an actual functioning porno house when I went to VCU, is now part of the Performing Arts Program. So
that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Used to have some great pornos there.
At the Mike, it was an art theater. The Lee X Art Theater.
I think the kids. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I think the kids would be a lot more appreciative of the industry if they had to gather their friends up and sneak into a porno theater.
I agree.
This easily accessible crap that everybody gets online now.
You shouldn't have to be able to look at it on your phone. That's cheating.
I remember we rolled a bunch of guys, pardon the homoerotic references here. We piled a bunch of guys into the, somebody's station wagon, and we went to the Manchester Twin.
Yeah.
And, we went in the middle of the day, I think cutting school, and we were walking in there, and there were like these guys that are in there alone.
Sure. Didn't you get a chance to see them?
What?
You got to see the Manchester Twins, didn't you?
The thing about the porn, I mean, I'm old enough to remember. I had gone to a theater. I'm not proud of that.
Right.
But I'd gone to a theater with the guys like this, and you had an overwhelming sense of this is not
the best thing to be doing.
Do you
in
sit
the world.
A seat like apart, like at a sporting event? Sometimes you like sit like one guy, then the empty seat, and then another
guy.
I
was thinking more like the spacing of urinals.
It was
you don't want to go to the urinal right next to the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the bottom line is, I think we all know that, let me just say, there were a lot of trips. There were probably a lot of trips to an unoccupied part of the house when all these high school kids got home. I think that probably was the case, but not there in the theater. Here's the weird thing about it. It was. I think the idea of seeing that type of content on a big screen, you know, it's gross. Because what do you think they're doing in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what do you think? What are you doing? Now I'm grossing myself out even by talking about this.
All right, can we please
stay for the credits?
Yes. All right, yeah, so she gets down there and it stinks.
Yeah, let's just a little transition.
And by the way, yesterday I got to get my phone. I put my
please
phone
do,
somewhere.
Please
else.
Do.
But I'll get my phone later. Now, your wife sent me a text while you're telling this story. Said,
right.
Rob's not telling it right. And
well,
she said
I know.
And then that's when she brought and you led with that now that she said it stunk and it was dirty.
Exactly.
And, like
most
rehab.
Of the furniture was sort of that late 80s hard plastic and chrome looking
furniture. I don't care
furniture,
about the furniture.
But no,
I don't
can
care
I, but I'm making
about
a point.
That.
Can you
all
settle,
right.
please?
Yes, I know. Okay.
The few upholstered pieces that were there that tended to look like hospital furniture, Carrie described them as stained, possibly biologically stained.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
And
so it's nasty.
It's nasty. And that whole thing is not bad enough. The fact that after Julia sent them the check, they said, oh, yeah, you're not going to be on the third floor. You're going to be on the first floor. And instead of two people, like we said, you're going to have four people. And other than that, everything's the same.
Wait, so when did they discover that it was going to be four instead of two, which is the major deal here with
and
that?
And that was after she agreed to take the apartment and after she paid. And they sprung that on her.
When did they spring it on her?
About a week afterwards. And also, we touched on this on the show, but it merits repeating, is that they said because of law, they can't reveal the name of the other two roommates that they've added. So
did she drive down there expecting to find two people?
She went down there expecting that four people would be moving in, including herself.
So she knew that.
She knew, but it was after she paid on the notion that it was going to be two people in a facility as opposed
to
four.
Yeah, all right, so that's the start of it. But still, she sucked it up and said, I will go. I thought she got down there and there were four people.
No. As a matter of fact, when she got down there, one of the things that was so creepy and oppressive is that the place felt abandoned. There was no representation of the university to even greet her or, put her in the right era. And then she goes in, and I saw pictures of this place, and it really did look like a place you drop someone off for a 14-day program. Mm. You go in, and there's...
So it looks like an institution she's going into.
Yeah, and there's four bedrooms off a hall. And here's the weird thing. You can only lock the bedrooms from the inside. So I think it's so you can't lock yourself out of your room, but also there's no security.
Well, it's better than only locking them from the outside, Rob.
Well, that's true, but don't you think you should be able to lock
it? You know, I have to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but your story, when you set it up to me, indicated that they went down there and discovered four people instead of two people. Well, she knew it was going to be. This is, Rofo, let me explain.
Yes.
This is how it works with Rob's stories, okay? Rob likes to say things, and then he kind of like, then when you pry, you get the real story, which is really, I mean, so she knew there were going to be four people down there, you know?
Yes, but don't you understand?
But that's like when you say, and the door is only locked from the inside. Well, if the door is locked from the outside, then you are in an institution, for Christ's sake.
But don't you see what I'm saying is that they told her she would have two people in her room. She agreed to it. Then they added two more.
And then she went down there.
Yeah, and so she goes down there. The place is...
But I'm saying, but the question I have is that you didn't feel like pulling the plug after that, at that point when they said there are going to be four people down there?
I did. But she was going to go with it. I thought
she wanted to go.
Right, exactly.
All right. Okay.
And she went down. And this is on top. Remember that there was also the whole thing about the suspect testing for the COVID testing for.
Yeah, because they farmed it out to a company that did it crappy.
Right.
Virginia Commonwealth University is not doing your daughter a service with this.
They're not. And I know from two people that asked not to be identified private messages. One person said that they got their daughter. Got a negative test back before they submitted their test to VCU.
God. Wow.
The other one got a positive test back and got an email from the school that said, if you're not symptomatic, come anyway.
Okay, are you getting the impression that the people making these decisions are covering their ass financially, that they're just trying to get the money? Is that
That's what I think.
That might be the case. So what was the deal breaker when they got down?
When they walked in and it was not on the third floor, it was on the first floor, which to me is a big deal because that's a bigger crime risk, especially for a young lady, because then you have windows and stuff to deal with as opposed to if you're on the third floor. But they walked in.
I was hoping that they would walk in and there would be the girl from the dragon tattoo sitting there cutting paper flowers. Just
looking. No, what there was, Mike, they got into the second bedroom. There was a coy wolf, which was four times the size of a coyote.
So she goes in.
And all of the stuff, I feel, my interpretation is this. It all was sort of a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting depressing. And Julia said, no, no, this isn't right. I can't do this. And I agree with the fact that if you go in starting your second year of college with an overwhelming sense of dread, your year is not going to work out. So I got a call from my wife and I said, leave the stuff in the car. Don't unpack. Just come home. We'll figure this out. And they contacted the school, and not because they added two people, but because they changed her floor down to the first floor, she was able to get her money back, which is great because we had paid in advance for something that was wrong. And
I'm so sorry. That's just sucks. I'm sure there are people all over the country that are going through
everybody's
crap
going
like
through this.
This.
And this is something that I've told both my kids. I said, I know it feels like right now the world is against you. Seems like everything's happening to you. Yesterday, Robert had to do his senior picture. They have to take senior pictures at his high school because he's a rising senior this year. They're doing it over 4 weeks. Because that's the rate they
can bring kids in. What is a rising senior?
That means that you are between your junior and senior year. He hasn't started his senior year yet.
Right, so he's a senior.
Yeah, he's going to be a senior this year.
He's going to be a senior, yeah.
So, I mean, he feels that his senior year has been taken from him.
Confused me, that rising crap. I never say rising. It's like, okay, so like you're a rising senior, but you can only say that during the summer.
Exactly, usually, yeah. Right? But he feels that his year has been taken from him. Julia feels that her year has been destroyed. And both
of
them,
older kids, I feel my heart goes out to older kids.
And I just say, guys, I know it sucks. It sucks so bad. It sucks so bad. But everybody's going through this. And this is, you know, by sort of bucking the system and doing some virtual learning, you're doing the smart thing. Julia only had one class this semester that was going to be required in a classroom, and it meets twice a week. She knows the professor, and what the professor had already planned to do is split the class in half and have one half go one day, the other. And if she can't move it to another semester, she's just going to commute to Richmond once a week, which is not that
bad. She's going to stay in school.
Yeah, she's going to do the
good
rest of her classes
that
virtually.
That makes me happy. I thought that's that great. Might not be the case.
No,
I thought
you guys it's not going to be a gap
toying
year.
With the idea where she might take the year off, and that was going to be trouble. That's just right down the hill. That's all the way down the hill it's going to be crazy.
She's making lattes for a living. It happens. But
on a related note, American University is still going forward with their introductory freshman rave that will be held in the McDowell Terrace Library. It's going to be very...
hosted by Tony Perkins, right?
Yes. Tony Perkins and my buddy Rob Johnson, the president of the Alumni Association, they are going to have the rave, and they're capping it at 2,000 students, though. And it's fine. It'll be...
Social distancing?
Yeah. Well, if you call chicken fights social distancing. We'll take a break, and we'll come back... I have some questions regarding the Perseus meteor shower.
Okay.
And some advice for parents of seven-year-olds.
Yes.
Don't ever do it. Welcome to hell. We will take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The UBS Evening News. with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. You. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelBerryShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelBerryShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Because of COVID-19, more people than ever need help, but you need to support the charities where your donation will really make a difference. Enter givewell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good per dollar. The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. GiveWell researches charities and handpicks the highest impact, evidence-backed organizations. Plus, GiveWell, guys, I'm hearing just a fraction of the music, and it's driving me nuts. I got either, there you go. Thank you very much. Either we have it or we don't. GiveWell researches charities, picks the highest impact evidence-backed charities, and GiveWell takes no fees. I love the concept. Visit givewell.org, where you know you can make a difference. If you want to have even more impact, donate soon. Any listener who becomes a new GiveWell donor will have their first donation matched up to $100. When you visit givewell.org/TMOS and select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last, so get your first donation matched up to $100 at givewell.org/TMOS when you select podcast and Mike O'Mara. And we thank you. Okay. The meteor shower.
I know
shower.
You had to be upset because you texted me about it. This yeah, is not like you.
Yeah, Rob and I had a late night exchange getting ready to have my sister on the show today. And we had just come up from downstairs. Now, up here, when you're in a rural area, it is a great opportunity. We had a little mist, a little fog, but it was okay because you could see a sky full of stars. My look, I know they hype these things a little bit. I am not a patient person, even when it comes to Mother Nature.
Sure.
I went out and we shut every light off in the house.
And also, you know, it needs to be said, and people like in the D.C. area, the Washington, D.C. area, or any metropolitan area, there are enough lights on in houses and buildings that you just don't see stars like you do if you go to someplace like Maine, where there's not a lot of ambient light at night. And so if you do that and shut off all the lights in your house, you're going to see so many more than you would
it was
in
pretty
like
good.
A city.
It yeah. was pretty good. We shut all the, I make a big deal about shutting all the lights off, every single light in the car. There's a street light over on the corner at the cross street, which is not affecting it that much.
But don't you always yell to shut lights off because of the savings of electricity?
Of course. Of yeah. course.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut the refrigerator door.
Because if I don't, then I hear my father's voice from bygone politically incorrect age going, man, he got it lit up like a Polish church in there. That's what he always said. Sorry. That's what he said.
Hey, so it's okay. I'm Polish.
We go downstairs and it's great. Within maybe a minute.
Yes.
I see one. A big one shoot right across the sky.
Really?
Look at that. My wife doesn't see it. My son doesn't see it. Then the dance begins because there was one. I saw it. Then nothing. And this is when I began. This is when I have to. No, it's not because I was drinking. Okay. I had one drink when I was watching this. I had one drink.
That's all.
One meteor, one drink.
One meteor. Oh, wouldn't that be a great game?
A 1-to-1 ratio.
Oh, God. A meteor shooting game. That'd be so much fun.
Michael Maris sky shots.
Break out the whistle pig.
Yeah. A son of 14. So anyway, let me finish this.
All right, over the sky.
I knew you were going to have to do that. All right, that's your quirk. But anyway, it's like this sentence finishing. That's what it is. It's like even in text, Rob Ford, even in text, he does that. He last words you in text.
Oh, in a text. Oh, no.
He never can do it. He's a last word guy. Yeah. You know that, right?
About yeah. Oh, him. Yeah. Yeah.
Rob, how long have you been a last word guy? Your father identified it early, right? What did your father say when you used to be on car trips?
We're going to play the Be Quiet game.
There you go. HBS, I love you. Anyway, so getting back to this, we go down. I see the first one, and then it's a long, long time. And at this, I'm resisting my natural urge that everybody knows on this show to bitch. To bitch, to bitch, to bitch, to bitch about everything, to say, oh, these are just like, in my mind, I'm having this conversation. These are just like meteorologists. They overhype. They're full of crap. They don't know what they're talking about. Tuesday night's the best night. They say something like, the best time to see is somewhat after dusk, and they should peak at about 2 a.m. Great. Perfect. Great that they'll pick up on 2 a.m. that there's some astro nerd sitting there with his hand on his Dwanger looking at the stars at 2 a.m. That's not going to be me.
Dwanger.
All right. I value something called sleep. So I'm hoping that maybe at 9:15, 9:30, we might catch a break.
Sure.
And see a few of these. And then Carla gets the mother load. Carla sees like four of them. At this point, my 7-year-old has not seen any of them.
How's his mood?
That's when it deteriorates rapidly because he's got daddy's temperament.
And he's tired, right?
Because he's tired. Late. He's staying up later than he normally stays up. And at this point, the whole world sucks. And sure. At this point, the tequila's not working for me. I haven't seen one in a while. I don't know what the big deal. Hundreds of meteors. No, I don't even know anything. I haven't read enough about it because I just did this. Hundreds of meteors are going to. And I saw one and then two and then I saw a third. And that was good enough for me. And then he finally, right before we were waiting, all we're waiting for is for him to stop moving and shifting his gaze around, being a 7-year-old. By the way, that's what 7-year-olds do. That's the eye line. That's what they do. And finally, there's a little one. I said, did you see that? He said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you saw it. Okay, put chairs inside. We're going to bed. Thank you. Good night. Perseus Meteor Shore. Do it with a 7-year-old. You better, fake it or something like that.
How spectacular are they?
Have mom go in the backyard and shoot off a bottle rocket so the kid thinks he saw a meteor because it was too long and too whiny. And it was a pain in the ass. And I felt like I felt the same way I feel when they say there's going to be a snowstorm in D.C. and there's not a snowstorm in D.C. I wanted more. I wanted the sky to be a fire.
So it wasn't even when you saw it, it wasn't exciting.
It's exciting to see a shooting star.
Okay.
When you but I guess I expected a little more like. Maybe one every 5 minutes or so. That's what
you need is two Adirondack chairs for you and your boy, Carla on the porch, and a simple laser pointer. And you're done. That's perfect. Look, see back here. See? If you right there, you say, there it is. Boom. Zoom, zoom, ooh, zoom.
Shooting
zoom.
Star.
There you go.
Anyway, he saw one. Technically, he saw one. It was fine. It was a big bowl of okay. But I'm not a scientist, and I want to appear like more of an idiot than I already am. But I mean, do they hype it at all? No.
Well, you
I
shouldn't
don't
have bought the meteor blower. You bought the snow blower, the snow stop. You bought the meteor blower and the no meteors.
Meteor blower.
Meteor blower.
Hey, who's on blower. The blower? It's the activate. Meteor blower. Like that. So anyway, that's that. Meteor shower. A bit of a disappointment. A lot of whining. A lot of whining. Not enough tequila.
They peaked today at 10:07 is what they said. They peaked at 10:07 a.m. So if you just missed it.
I missed it.
You're in here doing the show.
Another 100 years. Yes, sir. Out of my family. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Jerry Orbach had a foul mouth and a great ass. I never graduated from anything. People in glass houses shouldn't drink bleach. Walter Mondale, pure class. By the way, something. Smell this. Shop, shop, shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. Target and Walmart, big bargains at TMOS.com. Buy it, baby. Be a helper.
All right.
That's all.
Thank you,
that's
Larry.
That's all.
Walter Mondale, pure class. Welcome pure back class. To the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. It's a Rob Ford Wednesday.
Yes!
Here at TMOS. It's a rare treat. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good to be here.
And by the way, hello to you as well. You see, I'm that very same Mike O'Mara that I just mentioned. Hello. Tis nice to meet you. I love having you along. So nice to know so many nice people. So I want to let you in on a little tiny secret. It's the TMOS bonus show, which happens this very Friday. Here's the skinny, Vinny. For just a small handful of pocket change, you get this week's show plus. Full unlimited access to every bonus episode of all time. No commercials, no censorship, no fooling. Now, with the unmistakable sound of the Brazilian beat to move your feet.
Nice.
Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's waiting for you. And a subscription just might be your cure for your penchant for double entendre. It's your passport to the assport, Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. And now, back to Felix Grant and the Bossa Nova Dance Party on WML AM 63. Already in progress. Big Band Bossa Nova on WML.
The late Felix Grant, Mike.
That was the last radio station, I think, in America where most of the announcers pronounced the W letter W. Yep. W-M-A-L, W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W- All right, I like to gloat when this happens for the second year in a row. Second year in a row.
Two.
The Rock topped Forbes' list of the highest paid actors. You want to know the top five?
Yes, absolutely.
Vin Diesel, 54 mil. Ben Affleck, 55 mil. Mark Wahlberg, 58 mil. Then it jumps up. Ryan Reynolds. He's an entrepreneur. 71.5 million. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $87.5 million. There was a DJ named Mike O'Mara that said he would be a big, big star, and now he is.
When you make that kind of money, you can buy a football league.
That's right. Absolutely. And buy the XFL, right? Trying to buy the XFL.
Wow. Yep.
What is wrong with my levels today, for God's sake? There it is. Everyone knows that Howie Mandel is a germaphobe, which must be hell during a pandemic, but his OCD goes beyond being scared to shake hands. This is interesting for people that have this. And Rob, weigh in, because I know you have a touch of this.
Yeah, but a little bit.
In an interview with Esquire, he described it like this. You might have the thought that you didn't lock your door, or you get out of the car and you'd shake the lock to make sure and be like, oh, I locked it. Right. I get back in the car and I go, maybe I didn't shake it enough, so I do it again. And I get back and I go, I don't think I really pushed it hard, and I do it again. I've been locked into that ritual of keeping, of going back and checking for over an hour where my life stopped. I missed my meeting. So much so that I almost broke my knuckles because the 30th time I went back to my door, I took my fist and I smashed it on the knob. I'd have so much pain in my knuckles that I go, listen, Howie, this pain should be the message that you already overchecked it. But I go, maybe I loosened it with the punch. And it gets exacerbated because intellectually I understand I'm being ridiculous and I can't stop myself. And the fact that I can't control my own mind is what bothers me.
That's a scary.
Horrible feeling. Isn't that
a horrible feeling? I mean, the reason I say I have it is that I think it's because I'm very ritualistic, because our show is formatted and I want things to be in place and be the same where they need to be every day. And I know it's sometimes a bit of an annoyance to you, but
you're not Howie Mandel, though.
No, but I'm not punching things. No.
No.
Deal? That's deal.
I mean, I would imagine that's a pretty scary way. You're not.
Yeah.
He said it at the end. I'm not in control of my own mind. That's got to be very, very difficult to.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody with OCD, Rofo? Anybody in your world that has that?
I had some friends in college who had it, and they would do like crazy stuff. Like they had to like turn their papers a certain way. I studied music, so a lot of them had weird quirks when they were playing their instruments and things like that.
Very strange. Very, very weird. Yesterday, two of the big
BDK?
Five.
I'm sorry, go ahead, BDK? Kev, had it worse than anybody and would have to leave like 2 hours early for work because he would go back through intersections and make U-turns because he thought he had like caused accidents and stuff.
Yeah, his was, I remember that. I remember listening to him on the Junkies that his thing was in the car. He'd do weird stuff when he was driving.
He would circle. Also, I know for a fact that Channel 5 fired him 2 years ago, but because of OCD, he keeps showing up.
That's right. Is he still on TV?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a big... He does them every morning on Channel 5 here. And
he's actually awesome.
I just saw him launch a promotion this morning with Safeway and Santana Moss, where he actually did a promo for groceries for the underprivileged people. They're really working him. He's doing a good
job. Man, was he abused as an intern for shows. My God, he got a hard time, and he took his passion and he turned himself into something. Way to go, Kevin McCarthy. Good man. Yesterday, two of the Big Five college football conferences announced that they were postponing their seasons, and that's a huge blow to the NCAA. The Big Ten voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, and including football, with the hopes of playing in the spring. The Big Ten includes schools like Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin. These are biggies. These are the huge programs. Nebraska, Purdue, Wisconsin, Rudy Marsky, sorry. Later, the Pac-12 followed suit, also nixing sports through the end of the year. The Pac-12 schools, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington, Washington State, Arizona, Arizona State, Stanford. It's not all the schools, but a lot of them are. Some of them might be hanging in there. I don't care to talk about them. That's a lot of college football going bye-bye. They're doing the right thing, though.
VCU has no football team.
And neither does American University, so we are not in that discussion. Here is a fresh roundup of coronavirus insanity. There is a, I'll give you a dinger for these because they're all in different order. There's a new dating site for people who refuse to wear masks and think the pandemic is a hoax. Duh. It's an online forum at lockdownskeptics.org. I know someone who could participate.
I bet I know who built their website.
For the first time since the pandemic started, the majority of Americans now know someone who's been infected with coronavirus. I know several. That's weird. Russia says it created the world's first coronavirus vaccine. Of course, they don't exactly have an FDA or any real testing standards, and they didn't bring they didn't do clinical trials, so beware.
Well, Mike, I know this, that in Russia, vaccine gets you.
Yes, in Russia, vaccine is you. Ha, ha, ha. After 102 days without a local coronavirus infection, four people in a family in Auckland, New Zealand tested positive for the coronavirus. So the city immediately went into a three-day lockdown. The North Carolina Aquarium is collecting all of the change people have thrown into their wishing well to pay their bills. They say they've collected 100 gallons of coins, but haven't tallied up how much that adds up to. Maybe if they're measuring the change in gallons, that's why they're having problems in the first place, for Christ's sake.
The problem is the North Carolina Aquarium is three guppies and an eel. It's not a great attraction.
Well, thank you. Love our guppy. We have a brand new guppy that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah. If you want to get in, you have to pay a small admission price. It's one cup of money.
Cases of dogs biting children are surging. Yeah,
yes!
Because 2020 is such a great year.
Yeah. Attaboy.
The pandemic, they say, is the doctors think it's because all the extra time kids have at home.
Yes, of course.
Spending home and time with dogs. Yeah, isn't that great? Just add it to the list.
Yeah.
A grown man in Arizona got so upset over people wearing masks at a grocery store, his son had to carry him out of the place. And a man punched a worker at a Sesame Place theme park in Pennsylvania over a mask. Oh, I want it over, guys. I really, really want it over. God help us. A 40-year-old guy, his name was Willie Graham. Now, a little something for you. Willie Graham was arrested in Fort Pierce, Florida. We get a lot of stories from Fort Pierce.
Yeah, Fort Pierce. That seems very familiar.
Earlier this week, cops found him and his brother fighting in the street. The cops found four bags of marijuana and ecstasy in his pockets, but there was a perfectly good explanation. Willie said they weren't his drugs. He said a stranger walking by had given him the pants, and he put them on. And he had no idea about anything in the pockets.
Pants.
The cops didn't accept this. I'm wearing a stranger's pants excuse. And Willie was arrested for battery and drug possession charges. And I have written a very long poem about Willie.
Oh, I love it. Right? I love a poem. Sure.
Here we go. The Story of Willie Graham by Mike O'Meara.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. This is the story of old Willie Graham and the saga of Willie's They're Not My Pants scam. When the cops saw our Willie, he was having a fight in the middle of the street with his brother at night. When they went through his pockets, the trouble began, and that is when Willie hatched his Not My Pants scam. The cops showed him baggies with all of his drugs, but Willie responded with a series of shrugs. These pants, they're not mine, he said. I wouldn't lie. I got them for free when a stranger walked by. But the cops, they weren't buying this Willie Graham tale, and soon it was time to send him to jail.
Yes.
So let this be a lesson to be learned by us all. If you lie about pants, you will soon take a fall. And the next time you're mad and you pick a fight, stay out of the street with your brother at night. Thank you very much.
You know, Mike, you have a great Dr. Seuss cadence when you write sometimes.
That's what level I'm at. Thank you kindly. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, boys and girls, it's me, Tony Perkins.
And it's me, Gary Stein. Surprise!
We've done another episode of the Tony Perkins Show starring Gary Stein.
We talked to Tony about something that happened during the pandemic that almost changed his life.
We talk about that, we talk about Rob Ford's wedding, and we play a brand new game on this episode of the Tony Perkins Show starring Gary Stein. You can get it at TonyPerkinsShow.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You're on that show.
Yes.
Was it fun getting back together with the gang?
It was a fun show. And like Tony said back on Monday, he was on the show on Monday. You can hear that appearance there. He said it right where it's almost like if you listen to the last show that aired and then this show, it's like no time passed in between. They picked right back up with the chemistry, the rhythm of the show. It was great.
Well, it's always great to hear those guys coming back. And when Tony called me over the weekend and said you'd done that, I was psyched about that. And by the way, just a kind word, which is rare for me, but I do it occasionally, to have Rob Ford and Matty Masiello popping in this week. And everybody's been on deck doing a really nice job with Oscar out. I appreciate all that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our PMOS Patron Society. Day three, and still, he's gone. We just mentioned him.
Yes. Sad.
No Oscar. Things are really bad. We hated to fire him.
We really did. It was a tough
decision. Shannon needs to pay the electric bill so she can charge her iPad. Santos needs a simple milk bone. You've been more than generous, but if you want Oscar back, we need a little more. If you love him, you'll help him. Please visit the TMOS Patron Society. You're a very evil man for doing this, Rob Spiewak.
Your generosity could have
you could have him back as soon as next Monday. Please join the TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner. And because of you, if you're there for us, we'll be there for you. Your support means the world. Now more than ever, we appreciate you and we thank you. And be safe, Oscar. We'll podcast for food. Thank you.
Yes.
Change that for tomorrow if you do that.
Okay.
Anyway, I have to open up the audio vault. There we are. I hate that. But anyway, welcome back. I loved all of it except for that part. Hi.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to keep the people aware if we want him back for Monday.
I understand that.
Yeah. We need their help.
Have you heard from him? I haven't heard from him at all.
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. He's very busy up there.
Okay, very good. Look forward to seeing him. If we can get him back, it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, if people care, he'll be back. Simply that. Right. You mentioned all the college football postponements that are happening, and I think what we need is a sensible, well-thought-out opinion to understand what's really going on. So as always, I turn to Lou Holtz.
Thank you. Thank you for this. I was hoping it was him. Yay. Yeah.
He has got very strong opinions, Mike.
I think they should play, but then again, that's my thing. I think that you ought to say to the players, if you have a problem, if you have an asthma problem, if you're diabetic or something, and you have a legitimate reason you don't want to play, absolutely, don't play. The rest of you want to play, let's go play. I think that we shut everything down for 6 months. I'm going crazy about being quarantined. I think other people are tired of it. Let's move on with our life. When they stormed Normandy, they knew that there were going to be casualties. There's going to be risk.
Yeah, it's like D-Day. I have a feeling that when Lou Holtz, when he did that statement, I don't even know if he knew he was on camera. I think that might just be him in his house talking.
He's better a little like that this time. Well, when he's doing the formal announcements.
You know. I have another quote in the past. I don't know if
up another Lou Holtz for us?
I don't know if this is aligned with this previous opinion. I don't know if he's changed his mind or not. So this is Lou Holtz from a couple years ago.
Well, I don't get brain cold, but they're...
So we'll see.
That's a regular go-to for you. I love me the Lou Holtz. More than merrier.
Want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Well, I don't get brain man cold, but they're...
That's right, Lou Holtz. No edits there, by the way.
What's the one where he does the promo or something?
So oh, just about remember, Jesus in his life.
Yeah. I request that for tomorrow. Perhaps,
tomorrow you will have Lou Holtz. Yes, Mike, we all need a little inspiration.
Yes, sure. You're inspiration.
I don't get brain man cold, but they're...
Thank you, Lou.
Mike, COVID took a celebrity yesterday, and although he was advanced in age and he was actually working actively in charity through the whole pandemic, Trini Lopez passed. And he had a few hit records in the 60s, but perhaps you remember him in the movie The Dirty Dozen. But Trini Lopez had two big hit records in the 60s. This is one of them. A live version of If I Had a Hammer. I think it was the biggest charting live record at the time that it released. But sad that he was out there, I think, trying to get the underprivileged fed, like a Meals on Wheels type program. Wow. And he caught COVID, and he passed away at 83. So I love the fact that he died doing good for other people, but it's always sad when we lose a celebrity.
That sucks.
Cats, they're weird, right? I don't know. We're dog people. I've had cats in the past. This lady put a tiny toy piano by the cat's food dish, and the cat plays the piano when it's hungry. This would make me crazy.
Is it time for dinner? When is dinner time? It's not now. You have to wait, Pud.
I love it. I'm not a cat guy, but I like that. That's cool.
But I mean, the fact is we can play that for 30 seconds and we're done. What if every time your cat was hungry, he's playing the piano? I don't think
that's
true.
But you know what? As far as I encourage people to mess with their cat's minds.
Of course. Have you seen the thing where you put a cucumber behind a cat?
No.
Oh, when the show is over, go to YouTube and search cat cucumber. I think they are genetically programmed to think it's some sort of predator, like a snake. And so when they turn around and see the cucumber, they do that great flip in the air cat jump.
Oh, I want to see
it. It's fantastic. Now, Mike, when I play this music, I know what you think. Chinese seeds. Well, are you familiar with a mail scam called brushing?
No.
A lady in Tampa recently got a pack of face masks in the mail that she didn't order, and they were made by the Chinese.
Well, most of them are made in China, probably,
but
right?
She didn't order them, and she flipped out because she didn't know if they were infected Chinese masks.
They're dipped in LSD. Chinese masks.
It turns out if you get Chinese mask or a product that you didn't order, it's a technique called brushing. What happens is these Chinese companies or other companies from overseas send cheap products to random people, then steal their identity, poses them online, give them high reviews for their product to boost sales. So the only nefarious thing is they were trying to steal her identity. They weren't trying to kill
sucks,
her
though.
That
with
is Chinese mask.
That is terrible. So, you know, by the way, when I think of the LSD, I think of, I am so obsessed with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
That Carla's starting to get pissed off at me. I watch it so continuously. I love the scene where the kids break in and he just goes, and the dog attacks the guy. I've watched
so
it a
great.
Million
so
times.
Good.
I think I'm mentally ill. I watch it that often.
Do you know
and then he gets
else?
The girl at the end with a flamethrower. I don't know why I love that, but I do. I love that.
That flamethrower scene is great, although it feels like it was a little bit tacked on. Like maybe it could have been something from another project. They just said, let's do the flamethrower thing here.
Brad Pitt, I love everything Brad Pitt. I hope he makes movies till he's 130 years old. He's fantastic.
Do you know who else has watched that movie 10 times? This is a weird thing. I mean, I've watched it a lot, but my mom watches it all the time.
I don't know what it is. I think it's, you know what it is? It's the rewriting history part of it.
Mm.
That's
yeah.
what I think I love about it, that they go and they wipe out the Mansons that went to jail before they can kill beautiful Sharon Tate. I think that's the whole idea, and they're such nasty people, and they may Tarantino, I think by and large, he said he wasn't going to make any more movies, right?
No, he's stopping at 10, and I think this is his ninth, isn't it?
Okay, good. I love me the Quentin
Also,
Tarantino,
I think it's underappreciated for its sound design, the fact that the entire soundtrack is provided naturally from the radio. That is a really sort of magical element of that to me. Anyway, speaking of music, Mike, you know the name Steve Lukather, right? We close with this. Steve Lukather is the lead guitarist, like it's a company, a lead guitarist for Toto. And he's also done a lot of session work. He doesn't play the solo, but he is lead guitar on the song Beat It by Michael Jackson. And he's a very common addition to the Ringo Starr All-Star Band because he's played on so many hit records. Okay. Well, he has
add
got,
that to the list of I was going to go to that show based on your recommendation. We're going to be up here in Bangor. Couldn't do that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Damn it.
Sucks.
He's had some trouble with his neighbors, I guess because people are a little squirrely due to the pandemic. They've been doing a lot of yard work.
Like my sister.
7 a.m., the guy goes out and he's using his leaf blower at Steve Lukather's neighborhood. And Steve hates this. So yesterday, Steve Lukather got one of his biggest amps and went out in his front yard and greeted his neighbors. And it's so great because he's, you know, he's an older guy now. So it's like a middle-aged guy standing in his yard just thrashing with his guitar.
What a great way to get him. That's hey, Kathy, that's better than turning on a moon bounce. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you got to stay to the end here.
Good morning!
So that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, that's choice. I love you. That's it. We got to get out of here. Rofo, thanks for helping us out
this week.
Truly appreciate that. And everybody else, continue to do what you're doing. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Want to thank my sister Kathy from just down the road for coming on the program. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Tomorrow we are joined via Zoom by Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, funny guy, Colin Mochrie.
Very funny.
That's
man.
Cool.
Yes.
We'll get to see his funny face.
Yes.
So much better to have comedians visually. It'll be great. Oh, we'll be back with a brand new one. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Well, I don't get rain, man, cold. But
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry. Good night, Milton.
Bye-bye.